Welcome to the KPB podcast. This is your host, Ethan Gavon, coming to you from Sacramento, California. Keep Playing Baseball is a registered 501c3 nonprofit organization dedicated to helping every high school baseball player navigate the recruiting process and play college baseball. At KPB, we don't think money should dictate who has the opportunity to play college baseball or who gets to make informed decisions throughout the college baseball recruiting process. And all our resources, including this podcast, are 100% free. No signups, no fees, no strings attached. We use the KPB podcast in many different ways, but the main point is to get you the information you need to keep playing baseball. We appreciate you tuning in to the KPB podcast, the best source of recruiting information on the go. What's up, guys? Welcome to another Daily KPB. We continue to hammer away at recruiting and things that are taking place on the recruiting trail to help you get recruited to play college baseball. Every college-bound high school player dreams of getting noticed by college coaches. If you weren't interested in that, you wouldn't be listening to this podcast right now. You wouldn't be on the KPB website hungry for information. Well, we want you to know that we want you to get noticed too, but we want you to do it for the right reasons. A lot of people don't realize that intangibles, things like attitude, knowledge of the game, even your appearance, they can all play a big role in making or breaking your chances of playing for a college baseball team. You may wonder what we mean by intangibles. What we're talking about is things that can't be physically touched. They have nothing to do with your athletic skill set, but you can be sure that college coaches are taking a long, hard look at them. You may remember our most recent article about respect. That's an intangible quality. Intangibles include not only your attitude, knowledge of the game, and your outward appearance, but also things like your ability to be in the right position, your understanding of the rules of the game, your ability to focus, and whether or not you can really think on your feet. For example, let's say that there's a player who's interested in playing at a Division I school on the West Coast. We'll call him Carl for the sake of this episode. If it were up to Carl's talent and athleticism alone, there is little chance that he would be considered for a spot on the team. Carl's a good player, but to play at the school that he's interested in, he would have to be one of the top prospects in the region. Carl attended the showcase for his dream school, and the coaches immediately noticed his attitude and his hustle, and that he looked like he carried himself like a ball player. Now, Carl may not end up getting that roster spot on that team, but that is not the point. The point is that even though he may not be expected by many recruiters to be a great player, he may get a shot to play at one of those top schools in the country because of his intangibles. Carl is buying himself additional opportunities. He's getting noticed for the right reasons. Intangibles are things that every player can control through their hard work and their effort. And on the flip side, many players of all different talent levels get crossed off of coaches' lists before they even step between the foul lines because of what they're doing wrong with their intangibles. You don't want to get noticed because you look lazy, distracted, slow, or careless. That would be getting noticed for the wrong reasons. So what we did is we put together a list of 10 tips to help coaches remember you as a ball player worth another look. Again, this doesn't have anything to do with your talent level. It's not a guarantee that you're going to get recruited by the school that you want. But what you're trying to do is buy yourself added opportunities. Maybe the coach sees you play and your skill set isn't quite what they're looking for, but he likes your intangibles. He likes what you're bringing to the field. And he says, you know, maybe he's having an off day. I'm going to circle him and come back and take another look down the line. That gives you the opportunity to improve and get seen again, have another chance to get a yes out of that coach. So let's look at 10 things. Number one, easy one. Always hustle. Coaches notice this. If you're the first on the field, the first off the field, you never walk while you're between the lines, even during practice, that's going to get you noticed. sprinting on and off the field. Some think of that as eyewash, right? When you sprint 100% out to your position, it might be, but you know what? That gets you noticed, and it gets you noticed for a good reason. So every college coach is at your game. You sprint full speed out to your position. He's looking at the roster to check your name. Two, dress yourself in proper baseball attire. Always tuck your shirt in, wear a belt, wear your hat straight. Never wear oversized jewelry or anything that doesn't belong on the baseball field or seem silly. It might seem strange that this stuff matters, but you have to think about the people who are recruiting you. And it is a little bit silly that this stuff might impact a decision, but players do get crossed off for less. So again, it's about maximizing your opportunity. It doesn't necessarily mean that you have to agree with what's going on, but you have to be aware of how you're being judged. Number three, play the game hard and clean. Never show that you're afraid to get dirty or that you're going to give up on tough plays or even give up when you're behind in the game. Always play hard. Four, show you can think fast. Know where you need to be and what you need to do before the play happens. This is all about being able to think the game. If you need help with that, we have a section with over 200 different articles to help you think the game on the college level. Five, know how to conduct yourself in the dugout during the good spells, during the bad spells, and everything in between. Stay locked in on the game. Support your teammates. Watch and learn. Again, this has to do with staying focused, which we podcasted about and wrote about a few days ago. Six, never let your frustration show or dictate your behavior. So don't throw temper tantrums or throw equipment ever. Coaches don't want players that they have to babysit or players who cause trouble or can't be in control of themselves. That's not to say that you don't play with emotion, but you don't let those emotions take over your actions. You're always in control, and you can use that emotion as fuel to help you be a better, more focused baseball player. Seven, don't use your cell phone during practices or games. Just wait until you leave the field. Unless you're doing something data specific or video specific where you have the thumbs up from your coach, just don't use your phone at the field. Put it away, leave it in the locker room, leave it in your car. When you're at the baseball field, you focus on baseball. Eight, never shy away from opportunities to prove what you can do. Try to get the extra at bat at camps, at showcases, or wherever you can. You might be 2 for 2 at a camp, and you have the opportunity to get a third AB, and you're thinking, well, what if I strike out, or what if I ruin my perfect day? Coaches don't care about that. They're looking to see what you can do. They're looking to see what your ability, what your ceiling is going to allow you to do. So you may not have showed them what they want to see in those two earlier ABs, even though they were successful results. And this is another opportunity. So always seize that additional opportunity, be bold, be brave, and go for it. You want to be able to show them what they need to see on that extra swing, on that extra play in the field. Nine, always have a good attitude and mindset. Baseball is a game of consistency. You never want to get too high or too low. So you got to stay positive and confident no matter what is happening. That has to do with your body language. Coaches can pick up on that in a hurry. They're getting so much information from your body language, from the way that you look, from the way that you carry yourself. So regardless of what's happening, you might be 0 for your last 10 with 10 strikeouts or 10 for your last 10. If a college coach is watching you walk around the ball field, he shouldn't be able to tell the difference. Make that a goal of yours. 10, pretty simple. Avoid profanity or derogatory comments. Just be a good person. That's what college coaches want to fill their clubhouse with. That's what's going to help them create a successful team culture. That's what's going to help them build the programs that they want to build. Having good players who are good people. So 10 easy things that you can do to get a prolonged look from a college coach and improve your chances of getting recruited. Remember, it's not always about the skills, it's about everything. And so take every opportunity that you can to show that you belong in a college baseball program. you belong to play at the college level.
Thanks for making it to the end of this episode of the KPB podcast. If you find value in our podcast, please help us make it better. Subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a 5-star rating, write a review. All of that helps us get this information into the hands of those who need it most. We're always beyond excited to get questions and provide more information. You can reach us by email at keepplayingbaseball@gmail.com. Our Twitter DMs are open. That's at keepplayingbb. Same is true for our Instagram account. That's at keepplayingbaseball. And Facebook, Keep Playing Baseball. We're always excited to help provide you with the information that you need to make educated decisions in the recruiting process and move towards your goal of playing college baseball. Don't hesitate to reach out if you need anything, and we'll be back with another episode soon. Until then, take care.